For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial government shutdown is continuing. It's now in its third week. The president has taken his case for border wall funding directly to the American people with a primetime address on Tuesday night. He says his speech will address the humanitarian and national security crisis on the southern border. The announcement comes as Mr. Trump considers declaring a national emergency to build the wall using unspent military construction funds. The president intends to travel to the border on Thursday, but there's no word on any further scheduled talks with Democrats to end the partial shutdown. With paychecks frozen, some federal employees are not showing up for work, including employees like TSA airport checkpoints. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42, and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Concerns and outrage at a nursing home following an unexpected birth. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Police are investigating a Phoenix nursing home where a woman in a vegetative state gave birth last month. Hacienda Healthcare has increased security since the boy was born, but many patients' relatives are angry and nervous. Angela Gomez says she's thinking of pulling her son out of the facility, but says her options are limited.
My heart hurts. My chest hurts. I haven't been able to sleep good at night because of what occurred here.
The woman who gave birth suffered severe brain damage in a drowning accident and had been at the facility for more than 10 years.
More than 40,000 people are still without power in California and Washington states after a winter storm and heavy rain triggered mudslides and knocked down trees and utility poles. 4.5 feet of snow were recorded at Mammoth Lakes and the surrounding areas in California. Avalanche warnings are out around the Lake Tahoe area and stretching south from there. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
It's a first for one of the justices on the Supreme Court, and USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
The Supreme Court saying that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was missing arguments on Monday for the first time in over 25 years as she recuperates from cancer surgery. A court spokeswoman said the 85-year-old Ginsburg is still recuperating and is doing work from home after doctors removed 2 cancerous growths from her left lung on December 21st and she was discharged from a hospital on December 25th. Ginsburg had 2 earlier cancer surgeries in 1999 and 2009 that did not cause her to miss any court sessions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gas prices continue to decline across the nation, but experts are warning the trend may not be continuing. With more, here's John Clements.
The price at the pump this week is down 2.5 cents for a national average of $2.23 per gallon. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, this downward trend may not continue much longer.
The price of oil has rebounded back up to $48.50 per barrel, but there is still a little bit of a lag time, and that is why the national average gas price has dropped in the last week. But if the upward trend does continue in the price of oil, this could be perhaps one of the last couple weeks that we see the trend continue.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.